Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Stoney Richards here with Dr. Joseph Honigman is here. I just have to say, it's Get Well Naturally. The numbers here, 866-391-1020. You can call here, or if you want to make an appointment with Dr. Honigman or any of the fine folks at the Weiner Wellness Center, it is 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL, the Weiner Wellness Center, 2419 Baldwick Road, 15205. I got to tell you, Orbach and Nisnik, woof. I said, please don't come back. I'm so glad.
That's
here.
What I told him, too.
Oh, I threw him out of the studio. Brock just walked him out the door. It was horrible.
I said, that's it. No more for you.
Exactly. No, you were sorely missed. They did a wonderful job. And, I think it's nice that the three of you are able to share the microphone duties, because I think the audience gets to meet you guys at the Weiner Wellness Center, and I think we all get an idea of how well the communication is there. So welcome back.
Thank you, Stoney.
We brought the nice weather. We brought the nice weather for you.
Good. Yeah, finally.
I don't know what that brings for the air out there, but nevertheless, and that's what you're going to be talking about.
That is what I'm going to be talking about. Before I do that, I'm just going to remind the people out there, and for those who may be tuning in for the first time, my name is Dr. Joseph Honigman. I am a lifestyle and wellness-oriented doctor with over 25 years of clinical experience as a chiropractor. I also hold a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. Altogether, I have over 40 years of a broad-based background in both the conventional and alternative health fields. I use that experience to help others prevent, optimally manage, and even reverse many chronic conditions associated with various autoimmune diseases, cardiovascular conditions, diabetes, obesity, acid reflux, and more. However, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease, but rather we address the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. Together, we will work as partners using safe, natural, effective approaches to get your body to work better and restore your health. Your input and questions will always be honored as a patient of mine. I also want to give a shout out to the other health and wellness experts that I am honored to work with. First, there is Dr. Gideon Orbach, who is truly an all-around expert in neuromusculoskeletal problems of all sorts and one of the top extremity adjusters in the entire country. All of you athletes out there, professional, amateur, and weekend warriors who are looking for someone who can address multiple issues with expertise, look no further. Call our office at 412-922-9355 and make an appointment with Dr. Orbach. Or maybe you're looking for an excellent nutritionist, expert muscle tester, also trained in allergy elimination techniques with 26 years of experience. Then call our office and make an appointment with Jeff Nisnik. Then there is Adam, our muscle therapist. This guy, he can get rid of your aches and pains with just a smile and bedside manner. In Adam's home country, he was the equivalent of a physical therapist. And besides being an expert in trigger point therapy, he's a variety of techniques to restore your musculoskeletal health. Finally, I am the health detective doctor.
I like that.
Yeah. Think of me as Sherlock Health Honigman.
No.
No, I'm not Columbo.
Like
health Honigman.
Like
all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Make an appointment to see me, and together we will get to the root cause of your problem, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid, adrenal dysfunction, etc. And we will use safe, natural, effective approaches to help restore your health. So truly, folks, I don't think there's a more complete office anywhere in the country that can address the root causes of your health dysfunctions as well as we can. And we are continuing our longstanding tradition of providing excellent health care that the average person can afford. We are very reasonably priced. Our number, once more, is 412-922-9355. Now, getting to today's topic. Today, yeah. I want to discuss air pollution and asthma because almost every day, many of us in this part of the country are exposed to large amounts of toxic outdoor and indoor pollution for our children. Asthma is the leading chronic disease and the main reason for hospitalization due to a chronic disease.
Do you get asthma? I mean, do you catch asthma, or is it a genetic disease?
Well, everything has sort of a genetic component to it, so that, you're going to be more, some people are going to be more susceptible to, say, like, cardiovascular disease, others to autoimmune diseases, some to asthma, which in a way kind of borders on an autoimmune disease.
I see.
But not entirely, and asthma can be caused by a reaction to an allergen. So an allergen is something that normally you might not have a reaction to, such as pollen. But air pollution, this is particulate matter. This is going to affect everyone.
Mm.
And in my opinion, yeah, I think it can cause asthma, absolutely, because it's going to cause an immune response to it. Mm. And that's going to affect your lungs, especially if you have a genetic predisposition towards it. So our air quality absolutely plays a role in worsening asthma, and I think it plays a role in causing it as well. So, look, in our part of the world, there's lots of reasons to love Pittsburgh and our surrounding area, including our universities, our museums, our great sports teams. But air quality is not going to be one of those reasons. Allegheny County and the Pittsburgh region are among the worst in the nation for air pollution.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the days each year, we have periods when our air quality is deemed not good.
Wow.
Affecting people's quality of life, making people sick, and shortening lives. We are ranked 12th in the nation with the most prevalent year-round particle pollution. But get this. Counties in California make up the top 10. So east of California, we're actually ranked second worst.
Wow.
If you think about it. Right?
Well, welcome to Pittsburgh, everyone.
So there's lots of reasons to love it, but this isn't one.
Yeah.
But we're, really, we're actually so much better than we were before. For year-round fine particle pollution, we're ranked eighth worst. These small particles, less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter, such as those found in smoke, combustion particles, mold, and haze, which we have plenty of, pose the greatest problem because they get deep into our lungs and may even get into our bloodstream.
Mm.
Consider this. The average human hair is 70 micrometers in diameter, making it 30 times larger than the largest fine particle, which is 2.5 micrometers. Exposure to these very small particles can cause serious health problems, cause, not just aggravate, asthma, adverse birth outcomes, heart disease, chronic bronchitis, cancer, and premature death. Even short-term exposure, that was long-term, even short-term exposure, hours or days, can aggravate lung disease, causing asthma attacks and bronchitis, and may increase susceptibility to respiratory infections. In people with heart disease, short-term exposure has been linked to heart attacks and arrhythmias.
Well, you've opened on a good note, Doc. We're going to take a break here. 866-391-1020. It's a live program, so your calls are welcome. We'll take a break here. We'll have more as we continue with Dr. Joseph Honigman. It is Get Well Naturally on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's time to Get Well Naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, we're back. This live program every Saturday, 1 to 2 on KDKA. Our number is 866-391-1020. And Dr. Honigman is with us this afternoon, as he usually is. And Diane is in Pittsburgh on the phone for you, Doc. Wants to talk about a PSA test and a biopsy. Diane, say hello to Dr. Honigman.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Diane.
My husband had a PSA test taken 2 years ago, and the numbers were 5.2, Now, 2 years later, it is 6.7, and the doctor wants to do recommended a biopsy. So we were just wondering, if, you know, at what point do you go and do something invasive like that?
Honestly, Diane, that's really an individual decision. That is a very good question. A lot of people do ask that question, and I have mixed feelings about it. If you already have cancer, PSA is a very good way of monitoring it, the PSA. But if you don't have cancer, it's, you know, I'm not sure of the accuracy of it. So that would be something that I would, you know, further discuss with the doctor and talk about the accuracy of this and why, you know, he wants to go ahead and do a biopsy.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Hey, just because of the numbers that have risen over the 2 years is what he said.
Yeah, those numbers could have risen for a variety of reasons. It does not have to be cancer.
Right, right.
Doc, can in a situation like that, can she ask to be retested? Can you ask your doctor and say, you know?
Yeah, retest me I think that's actually a very good idea, Stoney. I'd say, like, well, you know, depending on what the other symptoms are, if they're not horrible, if there's no, pain and frequency of urination isn't through the roof, then you could ask and say, hey, look, let's do it again in 3 months. Is that okay? And in the meantime, I would recommend that he make an appointment to see me so that I can help him to try to get that PSA down naturally. Because we have a lot of success with that.
Oh, good, good. Okay, well, we'll do that then. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for your call. Oh, never be afraid to have those communication skills to say, hey, can we try this again? You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're borderline. That's not like, you know, it's not like it's a 10 or a 9 or something like that. So, you know, I would say, hey, you know, Doc, I got some time, don't I? You know?
Yeah.
Give me some time to get this down.
Don't I, Doc?
I mean,
really, Doc? Seriously?
Yeah.
Good stuff. 866-391-1020. Our number's here. And if you want to make an appointment. And you know, as you say, Dr. Honigman, when people call up, you're surmising what the instructions are from a caller or the description is from the caller. Best thing is to go in and see these guys at the Weiner Wellness Center. And that's the appointment number is 412-922-9355.
Yeah, remember, I'm the health detective. Come, let me, you know, check this out and get to the root cause.
Takes your fingerprints.
See.
He's got a pipe. And, you know,
I do. I love that pipe.
Double-billed hat. It's kind of a weird thing, but it works. Now, we're kidding. You were talking about air pollution here, the sources of pollution. This is the particulate matter in the city, which has always been high, but it remains high even now, right?
Yeah, it remains high. I mean, we've made significant improvements. I mean, we were horrible, horrible, horrible before. Now we're just horrible.
Yeah. That's an improvement.
So what I was talking about is I was talking about asthma. And what I wanted to point out is that in this area, we have the second highest rate of cancer due to air pollution. And, you know, that's horrible. You know, I just can't imagine, us ranking 2% for cancer risk. And that's because our area has many significant sources, such as like the coke-making facilities and the coal-fired plants, steel foundries, you know, chemical manufacturers and more. So, you know, air pollution is a major cause of lots of lung problems. But what's asthma? So look, asthma is a chronic disease that causes swelling and narrowing of the airways that carry air from the nose and mouth to the lungs. The immediate cause is the tightening of the muscular bands that regulate the size of the bronchial tubes. In other words, the muscles around your airways tighten up, narrowing the airway. So how does it happen? Well, we have like lots of cells in our body that are part of the immune system, but mast cells, which are part of our immune system, part of the allergic responses, what they'll do is in these situations, they will release histamines and other chemicals that result in inflammation in your airways, and that causes the feeling of tightness in the chest. That's why you take antihistamines. Mm. So asthma symptoms, as most of you know, it's going to include wheezing, shortness of breath, coughness, tightness in the chest. And asthma can be deadly, and that's also important to know. Common triggers, you know, other than air pollution, are dust mites, animal dander, molds, cockroach droppings, even a relatively harmless substance such as pollen, that's would be considered an allergen, may trigger an immune response and cause symptoms. Even some medications, such as beta blockers, including metoprolol, known as Lopressor, and the other beta blockers as well. In addition, acid reflux, with or without heartburn, can trigger asthma symptoms. According to the Cleveland Clinic, over 75% of asthma patients are estimated to have gastroesophageal reflux disease, that's reflux, and treating the reflux with lifestyle changes may be helpful. Now, I am going to get back to this air pollution connection because this is pretty intense. Deborah Gentile, a Pittsburgh pediatrician and asthma researcher, in 2013, based on a three-year study, found that many of the elementary school children who lived near an industrial source of air pollution were found to have high levels of asthma. The asthma prevalence was more than double the national estimate for children, and the findings indicated that children exposed to the highest levels of fine particles had nearly five times the rate of uncontrolled severe asthma.
Wow. All
right, now that's going to wrap it up for air pollution, but I do want to briefly mention the associations between food allergies and asthma and food in general. There's other, you don't have to have an allergy for it to have an asthma connection. Anyway, double-blind food challenges in children have shown associations and elimination diets have been successful in treating asthma, particularly in infants and adults. But it's not just children. Like, for example, I had a patient, I'm not going to tell you his name or his age, but we'll say, like, you know, midlife. And he had asthma for life. And he tried going to a pulmonary doctor, many GPs, general practitioners. He uses inhalers, nebulizers. It never went away. So I put him on a detox diet and some probiotics. And within 2 weeks, this is what he says, he was virtually in no need of my inhaler or nebulizer. I don't remember ever not needing my medicines. My breathing was dramatically improved. This is amazing to me how strong the relationship diet has to health. Thank God. Thank Dr. Honigman.
Wow. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here because we've got news coming up. We got Tom waiting in Mount Lebanon. I got a text here I want to read and get an answer from you as well as we continue with Get Well Naturally. Dr. Joseph Honigman with us this afternoon. Our number's here, 866-391-1020, or you can call the office. News coming up next on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's time to Get Well Naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Stoney Richards back with Dr. Honigman here. Get Well Naturally. You're talking about air pollution. I've got a scratchy throat. I think it's on you, Dr. Honigman. Our number's here, 412-922-9355 for the office, and that is 412-922-WELL. If you want to make an appointment, this is a live program, 866-391-1020. Our number's here. Dr. Honigman, Tom is in Mount Lebanon, and he wants to talk about glaucoma with you. Tom, say hello to Dr. Honigman, please.
Hello, Doctor. Hello, Stoney. Great show as always. This may not be your area of expertise, Doctor. This may be a question for the nutritional consultant, but I've been diagnosed with low-tension glaucoma, and the way the ophthalmologist explained to me, once the optic nerve is a conglomeration of millions of nerves and cells. Once these nerves and cells have been destroyed, he cannot restore lost vision. Now, last week, the nutritional consultant said that your body is constantly restoring cells, nerves, etc. My question, doctor, is there a program from your office that can regenerate these cells and nerves and restore some of the lost vision?
Okay. So there's a difference between severely damaged and dead. If it's dead, you can't bring it back to life, unfortunately. So, like, if you have a heart attack and a part of your heart is now dead, you can't bring that part back.
Mm.
But you can make the rest of the heart work optimally, I mean, kind of like take over. And hopefully the same thing can happen for you. We can help what you have be optimal, you know, work great. So there's absolutely supplements that you can take. There's a diet that you can follow. In fact, I would recommend that you make an appointment to see me so that we can go over this in more detail. For right now, I would recommend bioflavonoids, buffered C, bilberry, maybe astaxanthin, and some omega-3 fatty acids. But really, I would recommend coming in, make an appointment, and we can, you know, help you to optimize what you do have. What you don't have can't be brought back to life.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom. You know, and that's a good point. And if I can add to what you're saying, you know, for folks who may wonder, well, sure, what's going to happen once I come in? You know, we've been talking about the communication of you folks. And I think you guys are smart enough and communicative enough with people to say, okay, here's what you have. You probably need to take this next step with a medical doctor or in another situation, or what we are providing perhaps won't help the situation that you are in.
Right. So, I mean, I think the audience out there does have to understand there's a difference when something dies and when something's damaged.
Good point, yeah.
If you're, like, for example, if you're a type 1 diabetic, you don't have any beta cells. They've been destroyed.
Mm.
So now you're on insulin. You know, maybe someday we'll be able to produce more beta cells, but right now we can't. And the same thing with your heart. You know, once part of your heart has been dead, it's done, but we can make the rest of it work great.
That's a good point.
So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're trying to do, to optimize what you do have.
Gentleman sent a text. He says, where did I go? It says, can you ask the doctor, Dr. Honigman, if he can offer any natural relief to seasonal allergies, sinus congestions that plague me 2 times every year? He goes on to say, Claritin D is very effective, but I just can't seem to tolerate the side effects any longer. He wants to know if you can help.
Okay, this is going to sound very repetitive, but again, I would highly encourage this person to come in, make an appointment, so that we could go over his problem in detail, go over what's going on, what is it at that time of the year that he seems to be allergic to. Mm. But real brief, I'm going to recommend Air Max. This is a great supplement that helps to inhibit the release of histamine. Vitamin C also will help to prevent the release of histamine. And to just make it three for now, I'm going to say N-acetylcysteine as well. So it would be those three products, Air Max, N-acetylcysteine, and vitamin C for seasonal allergies.
Hmm.
But again, I highly recommend make an appointment, and we can get into a lot more detail. And I'm sure I'll be able to help you.
And you guys can, again,
pretty sure.
You guys can figure out what is causing those allergies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As he says, 2 times a year, it could be pollen, it could be ragweed, it could be all sorts of things.
We can test for it for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the value of it. Our numbers here is a live program. I just want to put that in there, 866-391-1020. And if you are thinking of making an appointment at the Weiner Wellness Center, it's 412-922-9355. So the subject pretty much seems to be pollution and asthma and our lungs. Are there overall goals to improve lung function and to, if you have asthma symptoms?
Well, obviously the first step is to eliminate, you know, avoidable allergens and minimize contact with respiratory irritants. So, you know, if you're being exposed to dust, mold, and chemicals, and you can, you know, get rid of those, do so. Indoor air pollution can be reduced by having your heating systems and filters cleaned and replaced. And you could also get a freestanding HEPA air purifier that traps harmful particles. I'm absolutely, you know, thinking that this is what I'm going to do. I'm almost there. Anyway, the next way to reduce air pollution is very interesting to me, because houseplants can remove air pollutants, such as spider plants, peace lily, rubber plant, Dracaena marginata, and others. The NASA scientists found common household plants are capable of removing 90% of harmful toxins in a room within 24 hours. And the lead investigator of the study recommended 1 to 10 to 12-inch potted plant per 100 square feet of room. And if you do have acid reflux, and I talked about that connection, it may be as simple as correcting a hiatal hernia. So both Dr. Orbach and I are very good at doing this. I recommend doing that. I also recommend chiropractic adjustments to the upper cervical and upper thoracic regions of the spine, because in these regions of the spine, there are neurologic structures related to the bronchial tubes, and they may be affected. Again, both myself and Dr. Orbach are very proficient in adjusting and correcting these sites. And my next recommendation that I believe everyone should do, no matter what your problem is breathing exercises. In this case, it's been shown that deep diaphragmatic breathing can decrease symptoms, the need for medication, and improve lung function. Of course, I don't recommend going out in the middle of a polluted highway and doing some deep breathing. That's why I love Frick Park. There's lots of trees and plants. You can breathe to your heart's content. Now, I've been practicing diaphragmatic breathing for over 40 years, and I think I can teach you how to do it in a very short period of time. In fact, I think I can teach you how to be good at it in a short period of time.
The amazing thing is Dr. Honigman has been breathing through this entire program, and I find that remarkable.
Yeah, I find it remarkable.
We're going to take a break here, catch our breath. We'll be back with more 866-391-1020. Stoney Richards with Dr. Joseph Honigman. It's Get Well Naturally on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Stoney Richards here with Dr. Joseph Honigman this Saturday's program, as we do every Saturday live on KDKA from 1 till 2 in the afternoon. The number's here. You can always call 866-391-1020. And the office is 412-922-WELL. That's 9355. Dr. Honigman with us in this final segment of the program. So we were talking about scratchy throats and asthma and breathing naturally. Not only getting well naturally, but breathing naturally. And what an advantage that is.
Yes, and earlier in the show, we had a caller who wanted to know if there was something that he could take for seasonal allergies. And I do want to expand on that just a little bit on the supplements that will work for either asthma or help you with your lungs, period. So air pollution included. And what do we want our supplements to do? Well, we want our supplements to reduce inflammation and manage histamine levels, because that's what's responsible for the swallowing and narrowing of the airways. So it makes sense to use supplements that are gonna, you know, be good at doing that. So the first thing I would say to do is start with a high quality multivitamin. In this case, and there's many that you can get that are good that we carry a variety, and that's one of the advantages of seeing us. We can, you know, point you into the right direction for the one and even the brand that's right for you. Is a this one is ultra preventive. It's a Douglas Laboratories multivitamin. It's comprehensive multivitamin mineral supplement with organic fruit, vegetable, and phytonutrient blend. It's loaded with antioxidants. That's exactly what we want. I talked about vitamin C because, you know, vitamin C appears to reduce histamine production, and it can modulate the impact of air pollutants. So absolutely, vitamin C. And Airmax. I love this particular supplement. It contains multiple antioxidants and natural antihistamines. My mother used to get bronchitis every year, when I put her on this and vitamin C, it stopped happening. She's 90 years old. Anyway, let's wrap this up. You can see that there are varieties of ways to help with asthma and reduce the effects of air pollution, such as intelligent supplementation, chiropractic adjustments, possibly a hiatal hernia. For some, an elimination or partial elimination diet may be valuable, as the testimonial points out. And I think learning diaphragmatic breathing is useful for everyone. I can help you get to the root cause of the problem, determine the best approach suited to you, provide the services to get you back on the road to optimal health. So I can give you, you know, a few supplements over the air, kind of get into the issue, the surface of it. But to get into depth, please make an appointment. I'm your health detective, Dr. Honigman, 412-922-9355. We do have a little bit of time, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the conventional approach.
Please, yeah.
Especially for long-term control. That can be very problematic. So it typically consists of a non-steroidal bronchodilator, which is an anti-inflammatory agent that you inhale. And it causes your smooth muscle cells in your lungs to relax, which is what we're trying to do naturally. And if that doesn't work for you in the conventional way, the next level is typically an inhaled steroid, which is a very potent anti-inflammatory. But you better have a pretty bad condition to be treated by it, because these approaches are not without side effects. The non-steroidal bronchodilators will double your risk of a heart attack. And steroids, even though they can reduce inflammation, have many serious side effects, including cardiovascular disease, impaired growth of your body, infections, cataracts, osteoporosis, diabetes, weight gain, high blood pressure, and a variety of disease conditions. These aggressive drug approaches do not treat the cause of your asthma, and they can be quite dangerous, even lethal. However, I want to point out that for those of you who do have severe asthma, they also might save your life. So on a short-term basis, they can be they're necessary. But if you can get off of these, it's a really good idea. And that's what, you know, my goal is for you. That would be what we would work on if you make an appointment at the office.
We were talking off the air about Vicks inhalers and things like that. Some of those things, as you were saying, they can become addictive, can't they?
My father...
You become a dependency on them.
Yeah, my father used one because he couldn't breathe without it.
Mm.
And, you know, so he kept using it and using it and using it for as long as I could possibly remember. And then I watched my brother start doing it as well. And I said, like, there's no way that I want to do this. And that was part of my change, you know, approximately 40 years ago when I changed my diet. I started learning diaphragmatic breathing. And I learned natural approaches to deal with these issues. And, you know, that never happened to me.
Mm.
You know, even to this day, I have no problem with allergies.
Isn't it funny? I'm aware, or I would think that you guys would be aware of people criticizing natural approach to medicine, because we all now, everybody wants to talk about super drugs and the wonder drugs that we have that cure things instantly, and it's amazing you can live forever. And we know that that's not possible. But some of the things that you talk about, and everybody at the office has been talking about, Dr. Orbach and Jeff Nisnik, these are practices and things that people have done for hundreds of years. In some cases, the meridian therapy that Jeff Nisnik was talking about has been around for thousands of years.
Right. Yeah. No, this isn't new. And actually, if you go to your primary, you know, they might mention that you should eat better and and, you know, do some things like that, but they're not really going to give you any in-depth advice. They're going to say, well, you know, you can try this, but, you know, when it doesn't work, basically come back to me and we'll give you this new great drug that we just discovered, which is not going to get to the cause of the problem. Very rarely do drugs get to the root cause of the problem. They're dealing with the symptoms. And your symptoms will improve, but your problem will continue and it may worsen. In fact, if the problem doesn't worsen, you may get new problems instead. That being said, you know, there's a time and place, of course, for drugs, especially, you know, if you're going to die if you don't have that right antibiotic.
Well, you know, and it's good that you mentioned that, because you're not saying don't ever take anything that a medical doctor gives you, because there are times you need them. You were talking about your mom. I remember my mom had weight problems and cholesterol problems. And I remember the doctor saying, Dorothy, you're 78 years old. What do you expect? And so she was pumped with all kinds of pills that she, you know, took religiously. But she never changed her diet.
No.
So she had diabetic symptoms. She had weight problems. She did have cholesterol built up. She, you know, all those kinds of things. And it would be, but she took those pills religiously. I say, Mom, but you're eating ice cream, for God's sake. You're not supposed to eat ice. Oh, it's just you're eating candy. You're not, why are you going having hamburgers, you know? So, I mean, I think what you say, and I think a lot of people probably understand what you're saying, it really makes good sense that you are doing things that are good for your system, that keep you away from having these take these drugs you're going to die kinds of medicines.
Yeah, a lifestyle approach takes some work.
Yeah.
And taking a drug takes no work.
It's true. You pop a pill, I feel, you know, better.
And your doctor says, well, you know, your diabetes, but like if you take, you know, metformin or the sulfonylurea, we're going to be able to control your diabetes. And then, you know, do whatever you were doing, but just do it in moderation. You know, the moderation is not going to help you if you have a problem. And taking the sulfonylurea, for example, like glibizide, is in fact going to make you gain weight, and you're going to wind up actually making your diabetes worse in the long run.
Sure.
So this is the problem with trying to deal with a chronic disease that's caused by multiple lifestyle factors with a drug is not going to work, because they're caused by lifestyle factors. They're not caused by a lack of a drug. So you got to deal with the root cause of the problem.
You talk about moderation. That's like, okay, I won't eat a half pounder. I'll just have a quarter pounder.
Yeah,
that can be moderation to some people.
Moderation to me is an excuse to do what you want to do. Really, you know, so it's sort of like you can't, if you've got a problem that is an immediate burden to you.
Yeah.
You cannot do something in moderation.
Right.
You didn't do things in moderation to get that way.
Right.
You know, so now we got to do something to get it back to the way it was. Mm-hmm. That usually does take a little bit of work. Now, I'll make it as easy as possible for you, because I do have that experience. But it does require a little work on the patient's part.
Well, and you're talking about this blind cell in our lives, because if you break a leg and you're told, okay, we're going to have to put in the cast, you're going to have to go to therapy, and you're going to limp for a little while, but eventually you're going to be fine. We do all that because we can see that. But as you say, you know, with eating, with nutrition, with the way you're beating up your body, you kind of don't see what's happening, but eventually you do see the results based on the kind of stuff that you guys recommend. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, thank you, Stoney, for that. But that's absolutely true. I see it all the time in the office. People come to me, like, for example, this person that I was talking about today, he went to a pulmonary doctor, he was on inhalers, nebulizers, nothing worked, right? We changed his lifestyle, and I gave him some intelligent supplementation, and his life changed. That is not an unusual story.
Yeah.
That's the more common story that happens.
But it takes teamwork.
It takes teamwork.
Make the recommendations, people have to jump in.
Yeah. When I talk about that, people get results.
Yeah,
these are the people that actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't follow the protocol, and sometimes, you know, it's going to be a little stricter for some, not so strict for others. But if you don't do what's right, then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But if you do what's right, look, the worst that's going to happen out of this is you're going to be healthier.
He is the Sherlock Holmes of health.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what did Watson always say? Back to Sherlock Holmes. It's, you know, if you have questions, you can always call here, 866-391-1020. This program is live, and you can also pay a visit to the Weiner Wellness Center, 2419 Baldwick Road, 15205, or make a call. The number is 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL. You'll be back next week, won't you, Dr. Honigman?
I will.
Watch from here. Elementary, my dear Watson, elementary. News Radio 1020, it's KDKA.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.